When a woman has been hurt, disappointed, abandoned, pressured, ignored, betrayed, or controlled by a man, confidence with men may not come easily. Some single mothers become guarded. Some become angry. Some become anxious. Some feel drawn toward attention even when it is not wise. Some avoid men completely. Others feel pressure to prove that they are still desirable, wanted, or lovable. This course does not tell you that all men are unsafe. It also does not tell you to ignore what has happened. Christian wisdom tells the truth. Confidence with men is not the same as trusting every man. Confidence means you are learning to stand in Christ with self-respect, emotional clarity, wise boundaries, and hope. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control." That verse gives a beautiful framework. Power means you are not helpless, and you can pause, you can think, you can seek counsel, you can say no, you can say not now, you can ask for help. Love means you do not have to become bitter or cruel. You can speak with respect even when you need distance. You can desire peace without pretending something is healthy when it is not. Self-control means your emotions do not have to run the whole conversation. A text, a look, a memory, or a man's opinion does not have to control your day. This is especially important when communication involves an ex-husband or a child's father. One message from him may change your mood. One criticism may make you feel small. One kind word may awaken hope. One conflict may leave you exhausted. Confidence grows when you stop letting another person's behavior define your identity. Your name is not rejected. Your name is not too much. Your name is not unwanted. Your name is not hard to love. In Christ, you are a beloved daughter of God, a mother of honor, and a God-designed woman. That does not mean every relationship should continue. It means your worth is secure while you discern wisely. This week, ask, when I am around a man or communicating with a man, what tends to happen inside me? Your gentle next step is to name one emotional pattern without shame. Then bring it to Christ in one honest sentence of prayer.